Hi, this is Sarah Fisher Chapin with the LA Wine Fest. Come join us for our 9th annual event on May 31st and June 1st at the historic Raleigh Studios in Hollywood. Check out our website, lawinefest.com, for more information and to buy tickets now.
Thank you for listening to iWine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain.
Welcome to Wine and Dine.
The 9th annual LA Wine Fest is right around the corner. The LA Wine Fest is always exploring taste, and this year is no exception. The dates are May 31st and June 1st. And joining us today for the first time on Wine and Dine, Sarah Fisher Chapin, who has joined LA Wine Fest along with her father in managing this event. They work on it all year round. And we're going to bring you up to speed on all the new opportunities you have. Really, at this point, you can even join potentially as a sponsor and definitely as a vendor or a winery or another beverage provider. Sarah, thank you so very much for your time today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Off the subject, just a curiosity issue, which is kind of not really personality, but I'm just curious, what is your favorite type of wine?
That is a question I get asked all the time, and my answer is the same, which is I just like good ones. I'm one of those rare creatures who likes a wide type of varietals that seems to swing with the seasons. So I don't have a singular answer. I love discovering new stuff, and I love my favorites.
Well, that's a good answer. What is particularly new about the 9th annual LA Wine Fest?
One thing that we've really emphasized this year, and Joel started this 9 years ago with a real desire to bring wine to Angelenos in a way that they haven't been exposed to before, but keep an educational aspect. So it's a relaxed, accessible way to explore wine and learn as you go, not just drink. And in that spirit, we've beefed up our seminars, which are very small format, intimate classes run by some exceptional people in their fields. And then in addition, we've created a main stage program this year, which is going to feature a wide variety of segments taught by people that are passionate about what they're talking about. And it's going to range from how to pick wines in a restaurant for a first date to how is wine good for your health to what is coming out of particular areas that the average wine taster in LA has never even heard of to more traditional mixology, cooking demos, wine pairing with food. It's really an eclectic 2-day main stage program that I've had a lot of fun helping put together.
So who is teaching the first two that you mentioned?
We've got various sommeliers and drink experts from around our exhibitors coming out to help with that.
Okay. And if people go to the website lawinefest.com, will they be able to see a list? And I would imagine for certain events, they have to register for them?
The seminars, the small seminars, which are pretty amazing, they range from introductory wine tasting by the very impressive wine educator Ian Blackburn to cheese and wine pairings or smoked meat and wine pairings being taught by the sommelier Adem Sash of the Del Frisco Grill here in Santa Monica. Those seminars are for a small additional fee, and all that information is on our website, which is lawinefest.com. The main stage program will be posted shortly. We continue to get more wonderful speakers signing up as I talk.
Definitely. I understand that the trade has certain hours and that people can even buy a VIP pass, and that has a little extra goodies involved.
Oh, yes. So let me start with the trade. We have special media and trade hours on Saturday only from noon to 2, and that is a chance where there's close interaction between our exhibitors and the media and trade, chance for quieter conversations and beautiful glamour shots to use in publications.
Well, there you go.
General gates open at 2.
Okay.
However, for our VIPs on Saturday, we have a VIP program on Saturday and Sunday, but for Saturday alone, the VIPs get the chance to skip the line, which frankly is worth it right there, and join in with the media and trade segment.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It's a huge benefit. Those lines, we do our best to expedite every year, but the entry lines can be a challenge, and no one wants to wait when you're excited about a good time. And then the VIP program also, has, it's a special rose garden that's behind the velvet rope with shade and tables and special high-end wines and other sips that are not anywhere else in the event. So that's a nice little luxury.
And I understand there's a goodie bag, or is the goodie bag things that they can take home with them from this VIP tent?
The VIP garden. The VIPs get a goodie bag filled with a variety of mementos from our wonderful sponsors and other great brands around Los Angeles. And then we are going to just be giving out bags to everyone who comes in this year, because there will be so many things to tuck and take away with them. No one has enough pockets.
Sarah, can people who want to get general admission, can they buy tickets ahead of time?
Yes, on our website, LAWinefest.com, we've got our tickets, and we've got early bird discounts. So if anyone's planning ahead, I really recommend avoid the gate price, save some money, and buy online.
And is there a separate line for people who already have their general admission ticket?
There is.
I was on the website checking everything out. I saw you guys are expecting around 5,000 people.
We're expecting closer to 7,000.
Oh, wow.
Over the course of the weekend.
Okay.
We are just such a great institution at this point. We feel venerable at 9 years old, which is a long lifespan for events. And we are fortunate to have great word of mouth as well as growing media involvement. And we're in the wonderful Raleigh Studios, which is this really special outdoor venue that's got the studio vibe. How many times can you people say they've hung out on a back lot? And it accommodates easily thousands of people each day. So it's a great location.
I understand that there's going to be music planned also for the weekend.
There is. We've got fun music that adds to the energy without making it impossible to talk to your friends and to the winemakers.
Okay.
That magical balance.
But is it going to be like classical music or more like rock and roll music or just a mix?
It's a mix, and we schedule different music for each day. So we always go for some of the jazz infused and a lot of Latin music infused vibe.
That would work really well. Who doesn't like that kind of music? Now, there's always a culinary component to the LA Wine Fest. Is there a certain theme with this year's culinary component where you have chefs doing different demonstrations?
The theme is just excellent food. We've lined up two very different chefs, although I guess there's a French connection. We're excited to have Chef Tony Aynot from Church and State, which keeps on showing up on top of LA lists. He is coming out to do a demo on Saturday, which we're thrilled about. And he's about to open a new restaurant called Spring Downtown as well. So I think he's going to be debuting a recipe from there.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, we've got Chef Connie Tran coming. And she is a Vietnamese chef and is doing really neat exposure to a cuisine that doesn't get that much time in normal foodie circles. So we're excited to have her come in with her very fresh Vietnamese cuisine take. And she is a wine lover and enthusiast and expert in her own right. And so she and I were just talking about pairing opportunities yesterday.
Ooh, did it include any sparkling wines?
We have sparkling elsewhere. For her demo, no, but I should probably bring that up to her now that you mention it.
Yeah, definitely. So the charity of this year's LA Wine Fest is Make-A-Wish Greater Los Angeles.
Yes.
And you have some really big premier sponsors involved.
Yes, we are. Again, we're just so appreciative of our community support and what we can give back to the community. So Make-A-Wish of Greater Los Angeles is our charity beneficiary this year, and a portion of our proceeds go to support them. And we run a silent auction at the fest on their behalf, and 100% of proceeds go to them. We just enable and then hand over everything straight to them, because we're basically helping them fulfill their mission for children around the area.
Sarah, are people able to bid on things for the silent auction online if they can't be there in person?
Not this year, unfortunately. It's something we're considering for next year, but you have to be feet on the ground to bid and to win. We want everyone to walk off happy with their prize in their hand.
Okay, so would anybody be able to donate a lot for the silent auction, even if they're not going to be here, considering that this is going to benefit Make-A-Wish of Greater Los Angeles?
Absolutely, and in fact, many local companies, again, we're so appreciative of their support, have chosen to do precisely that.
Okay. and a lot of Icelandic glacier water is going to be all over the place.
Yeah, we make sure that everyone has a fun but safe time. So there is water, coffee, bread and cheese, unlimited quantity everywhere as you as our attendees go around. And then there's, of course, food samples, and then there's a lot of great food available for purchase from our food trucks.
Sarah Fisher-Chapin, we thank you so very much for joining us this week on Wine and Dine and giving us a heads up about all the great things. And people, check the website. There is constantly being updated, right?
Indeed, every hour at this point.
We will have links up for you to learn more. You're listening to Wine and Dine.
I'm Joel Fisher. I want to welcome you to the LA Wine Fest. Come taste over 500 wines from over 100 different wineries and pouring units from 14 different countries in the world. Enjoy.
You're listening to iWine Radio.